I want to speak to the children and the young people who are gathered here this morning just for a few minutes, and I want to read one verse of Scripture, a very well-known verse, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 5. The Apostle says, "Let your conversation," and that word conversation means behavior, "be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Now I wonder, can anybody tell me who this is? It's not a very good drawing, admittedly. But does anybody know who this is in the meeting this morning? Some of the older people maybe know, maybe even more than the younger. Yeah? Mr. Greedy, good boy, yeah. Whenever I was a wee lad at school, I didn't read very much, but there was a fellow called Roger Hargreaves, and he wrote a series of books called the Mr. Men books, and one of the ones that I remember the best was Mr. Greedy. Mr. Greedy ate everything that he could get his hands on, cakes and buns and sausages and Sunday dinners and all sorts of things, and the result was that he grew a little bit larger than he should have. But you know, the reality is today that we can all be greedy. Maybe not just for food, but maybe for money, maybe for position, for material things. We can all be somehow greedy. Maybe even in the school playground, whenever you're playing ball or you're involved in some game, somebody's maybe greedy and they don't share the ball with anybody else. Or maybe you don't share your crayons or your felt tips with the person beside you. We can all be greedy, and we can all try to get as much out of life as we can, and maybe don't think about other people as well. Mr. Greedy isn't in the Bible, but there are quite a lot of people in the Bible that are like Mr. Greedy. And I was thinking about just a few of them. There was a great man in the Bible called Eli. And Eli was a man of God, but he had two sons who didn't follow in his footsteps. One was called Hophni, and the other was called Phinehas. And they were greedy. And they even ate food that should have been offered to God in sacrifice, and they were greedy. And then there was a fella in the Bible called Ahab, and he was king in Israel, and Ahab was Mr. Greedy in his day and generation as well. He had everything that the world could give him, but he still wasn't content. He still wasn't satisfied. He wanted more. And just down the road from the palace, there was a fellow called Naboth who had this beautiful vineyard that his father had given to him, and Ahab wanted it. And then they arranged for the death of Naboth. He was greedy. And then there was also Absalom, the son of King David. And he was greedy. He wanted his father's throne. And then there was the prodigal son. He was greedy. He wanted his father's inheritance. And then there was Judas Iscariot. He was greedy. He wanted 30 pieces of silver. Then there was a rich fool. He was greedy. He wanted bigger barns, more goods, more ease, more pleasure. And then there was even King David himself, who was greedy because he wanted another man's wife. Mr. Greedy. The 10th commandment says, "Thou shalt not covet." And that's almost like another way of saying, "Thou shalt not be greedy." The apostle here says, "Let your behavior, let your conversation be without covetousness." Saying, don't be greedy, but be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The reality is that greedy people are never happy people. The scripture says, he that is greedy troubleth his own house. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've got everything that you need. He has promised to provide for all your needs. He's promised to be with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And the one thing we should be greedy for is more of God. And we'll think about some of these other characters as the weeks go by.